So this is the clinical effectiveness of an aquatic exercise program on strength, balance, quality of life, and emotional well-being in those with visual impairments, a protocol study by Nicole Jors, Alyssa Bonavolanta, Laura Murphy, and faculty advisor Maureen Reinheimer. So this study looks at if aquatic therapy can improve balance, lower extremity strength, and quality of life and emotional well-being in those with visual impairments. Aquatic therapy is a form of exercise in warm water to assist with rehabilitation, fitness, and relaxation. There's a few different forces at play during aquatic therapy, including mass, weight, density, relative density, buoyancy, hydrostatic pressure, and surface tension. According to the World Health Organization, more than 2.2 billion people worldwide were living with some degree of visual impairment in 2019. So this is just kind of showing you how relevant that this research project is. So land therapy has been shown to benefit those with visual impairments, and there is minimal research to the regards of the effectiveness of aquatic physical therapy in those with visual impairments. So that's where our study comes in, to determine if there are significant differences in persons with visual impairments who participate in an aquatic therapy program. So the participants for this research study include 20 participants recruited from the Northeast Site Services in Exeter, Pennsylvania. These participants must have a diagnosis of a visual impairment to participate in the exercise program. Informed consent will be obtained from all of these participants, and it will be read to them by a member of the Northeast Site Services in order to decrease risk of bias. So the exercise protocol includes a 5-minute warm-up with walking, jogging, marching, jumping jacks, and then some lower extremity and upper extremity stretches. The aerobic part is 20 to 25 minutes and includes walking forwards and backwards, sidestepping, marching in place, cycling leg motions, flutter kicks, breaststroke kicks, and treading water. And then for the longest part is the strengthening. So this is going to be 20 to 25 minutes and includes trunk twisting, pelvic curls, karate kicks, abdominal crunches, wall push-ups, leg kicks and butt kicks, hip flex to 90 and straightening your knees, heel to toe raises, jumping squats, and several others. And then at the end, a cool down will be performed for 5 minutes, and this is a free swim where the participants do whatever they want, and they will be guarded by our researchers during that time. The objective measures that we're looking at are the Berg Balance Scale to assess the participants' balance before and after the 6-week exercise program, a 30-second sit-to-stand to look at lower extremity strength. We will be using the SF-36, which is a standardized quality of life questionnaire. And then we also added additional qualitative questions to look at emotional well-being of the participants. So the scores will be recorded before and after the exercise program, and they will be analyzed using a paired t-test to look at the results of the 30-second sit-to-stand to see if there was a statistically significant difference between the pre-exercise scores and the post-exercise scores. And a Wilcoxon signed rank test will be used to look at the Berg Balance Scale and the SF-36 results pre-exercise to post-exercise. So some implications for further studies, just to look further into aquatic therapy. And although not everyone has access to pools, this study can be used to demonstrate that social contact as well as exercise is in general is good for emotional well-being and quality of life. We just want to say a special thank you to Ohio State for allowing us to use their aquatic therapy exercise protocol to base our protocol off of, and the president of the APTA for guidance in regarding the aquatic therapy and exercise protocols. Thank you.